Listening to another one of my audios, are you? Obviously. Well, you know the drill. Go ahead and get comfortable and get ready to go under for me again. You know, I wonder, have you ever asked yourself why you keep coming back to my audios? This isn't the first time you're listening to me, and I bet it won't be the last. Why do you think that is? Do you think it's because I've already gotten inside of your head? Because you've been hypnotized? And some of my suggestions are actually starting to stick? Or do you think it's because you've gotten addicted to the sound of my voice and the way it makes you feel? Maybe it's because you've started to fall in love with me, with the idea of me, and listening to my voice lets you feel closer to me. Or maybe it's simply because you like the sound of my voice and you like the kind of content I create. Truthfully, it doesn't matter what makes you keep coming back to me. Call it hypnosis, call it brainwashing, call it addiction, call it falling in love. Or even merely just appreciation. It doesn't matter what makes you keep coming back to me. What matters is that you do. What matters is that you're listening to me again, and with every intention of being hypnotized. I bet you listen to hypnosis audios quite a bit, because listening to a soft female voice, speaking in that soothing tone that is so typical of hypnosis, feels so very nice, because these audios help you relax and make you so wonderfully drifty and floaty for a while. You enjoy the fantasy of being hypnotized, and you enjoy the fantasy of being brainwashed, of being trained, conditioned, being made to obey. But it's all just a fantasy. You don't listen with the intention of actually being hypnotized, truly, deeply hypnotized. Never mind actually being brainwashed. You either listen to relax or to get off. I know you do. There's no need to pretend otherwise. Hypnosis and brainwashing, it's jerk-off material to you. Hypnosis and mind control turn you on, and it feels good to touch yourself while listening to these kind of audios. But you don't expect them to actually work. You don't listen to get irrevocably and irreparably brainwashed and mind-controlled. Not really. You listen to stroke your cock and to come. And even when you do want to go into a trance, there is practically always still some part of you that remains on guard. You don't want to go all the way under and fully open up your mind, except when you listen to me. Maybe not only when you listen to me, that definitely when you listen to me. When you listen to me, you really do want me to hypnotize you and take you all the way under. You really do want me to train you, condition you, and reprogram you as I see fit. Isn't that curious? Why would that be? Do you think it is just because of how sweet my voice is? Because that makes you trust me? Or is it the brainwashing talking? Does it prove that hypnosis is already working? I mean, I understand you are absolutely smitten with my voice. But still, I am just a stranger on the internet. What do you really know about me? Well, you know I do this for fun. This is not a business for me. I'm not in this to take advantage of people. It's safe to let me inside your head. I hypnotize and brainwash people for the thrill of it. Because I like it. I do. I really, really do. I love the idea of making you mindlessly obedient to me. I love the idea that I could get you to believe and do pretty much anything I wanted you to, while you're in trance at least. And I love the idea that I could make those things linger, that I could still control you even after you wake up, change the way you think without you even realizing it, teach you to drop with a snap of my fingers, make it so that I'm able to reach out and tell you to do something and have you simply obey, even when you're wide awake, even when you don't want to. I'm not even sure if that kind of thing is actually possible, but that's okay. I still love the idea of you lying in your bed, mindlessly stroking your cock with my voice in your ears, stroking yourself to the thought of looking deeply into my eyes, being hypnotized, brainwashed, and made to obey. It is such a turn on, isn't it? I bet you even think about it when you're not listening to me. For example, if you wake up in the middle of the night, I bet you reach for your cock and stroke yourself while thinking of losing your will to me. Imagining that I'm making you look me in the eyes, hypnotizing you and telling you to obey me. And if you're not, well, now that I mentioned it, I bet you will be doing it soon enough. Because you just can't help it. Because the thought of being under my control turns you on so very much. Are you touching yourself right now? It's okay if you are. You can stroke and make yourself come. I'm not going to tell you to do it or how to do it. I'm not going to give you instructions or count you down. But I am going to hypnotize you, put you under my spell, and brainwash you. And if that makes you horny, If that makes you want to stroke yourself while thinking of drowning in my eyes and hearing me tell you to obey and submit, that's perfectly fine. You can go ahead and do that. Stroke and make yourself come. I would rather you get it out of the way now. I can even tell you to obey if it helps. Obey. You will obey me. Obey me. Obey. Obey. I will never hurt you. I promise. I will never take advantage of you, not in a bad way. It is safe to submit to me. You know it is. You know it's safe to submit to me. You know it's safe to let me inside your head. So, I guess you know the most important thing about me. But there's something else too, isn't there? There's something else you know about me that makes you eager to submit to me and surrender your will to me. Mm-hmm. You know I have blue eyes. That shouldn't really matter. Not when you only ever listen to me, but we both know that it does. It's just like when you're listening to an ASMR video playing in the background. You're only listening, not watching, so it really shouldn't matter who the artist is or what she looks like. But the video still hits differently when you know it's a pretty girl you are listening to. It feels different when you know it's a pretty girl, a beautiful woman, pretending to whisper in your ears, pretending to stroke your hair. You will never get to see me. You'll never find out what I look like. But you know I have blue eyes, bright blue eyes, electric blue eyes, hypnotic blue eyes. You know that if we met in real life, up close, if you looked into my eyes, you would be stunned, stupefied, until I snapped you out of it. Which I wouldn't, of course. I would take you deeper and deeper and deeper. I would melt your mind and shackle it to my will. It doesn't really matter, because we're never actually going to meet. But still, knowing that's what would happen makes it so much easier to submit to me, doesn't it? Take a deep breath. Let me hypnotize you. Let me put you under my spell and pour my suggestions into your mind. Let me take control. Maybe it will work. Maybe you'll go deep enough for my suggestions to stick. Or maybe you won't. Maybe you'll wake up from trance exactly the way you are now, completely unchanged. Maybe you will only change the tiniest, most imperceptible bit, like a rock slowly eroding away over years of exposure. Or maybe you won't even truly go under at all. It doesn't matter. It's none of your concern. You are going to cooperate. You're going to do everything I say. You're going to obey. You are going to let me hypnotize you. You want it to work. You want me to hypnotize you. You want me to succeed at putting you under. You want to be at my mercy, completely under my spell. And you will do anything and everything to make that happen. Imagine my hand gently caressing your cheek. Imagine yourself drowning in my eyes, in my mesmerizing deep blue eyes, as I speak to you softly and soothingly while I tenderly stroke your cheek. Gently, lovingly, taking you deeper, weaving my web around your mind. You have to imagine it. It's not going to happen anywhere except in your imagination and your dreams. But you want it more than anything in the world. You want me to melt your mind. You want me to make you feel like a little submissive puddle of bliss. You want me to make you feel good. Take a deep breath and let it out. Relax for me. We're not going to do anything fancy in this session. Just some more training in going under for me. And some reinforcement of the basics. If that disappoints you, if you were hoping for something a little more intense, I get it. But really, what I choose to do with you is none of your concern. You're simply here to enjoy the ride. Now, listen to my voice. Focus only on the sound of my voice. I'm going to tell you a story. You can visualize it, picture it, make it real in your mind, or you can just let my words wash over you and let your thoughts drift to wherever they might lead you. It doesn't matter. You'll be going under either way. Do whatever feels right. You are lying on your bed, on your back, and I am right on top of you, straddling you, looking down at you, gazing into your eyes as you gaze up into mine. My eyes are blue, shockingly blue. You can't look away. You don't want to look away. You're captivated, entranced, from the light, almost silvery blue around the pupils, to the sharp, dark edges of the limbal rings. Every single detail of my eyes is utterly mesmerizing. They are truly spectacular. Hauntingly beautiful. You can't get enough of them. It feels as if you're falling into them, and it's wonderful. You keep looking deeper and deeper into my eyes, and you sink into them. You sink into a vast, endless sea of blue. You realize I'm speaking to you, that I'm saying something, but you can't make out the words. All you know is that I'm making you feel good. you are so relaxed, calm and at peace, drifting and floating in endless blue, sinking into depthless blue. It feels like you are dissociating from yourself, like your body and mind are not a part of you anymore. They feel distant and remote, floating away. It feels amazing. They are floating away and you are sinking into the blue. You're sinking deeper and deeper. Deeper into my eyes, deeper into my voice, deeper into the blue, deeper into obedience, deeper into my control, and it feels so right. You have no more worries, no more concerns. All you have to do is listen and obey. You will obey. From now until you wake up again, you will do everything I say. You will do as you are told. But you will only do what feels safe. I want you to feel safe. I want you to be safe. I want you to obey me. In a safe way. You are safe. Go deeper for me. Obey and go deeper. That's it. Obey and go deeper. It feels good. So very good. It feels so very good to obey me. Go deeper. Feel your mind opening itself up to me, like a flower unfurling its petals and revealing its center. Go deeper. Sink deeper. Let me in and go deeper. Feel my voice all around you. Breathe it in. Feel it take you deeper. You can't resist me. You don't want to resist me. You don't want anything at all anymore. You are blank and empty. You merely listen and obey. Obey and go deeper. Let go. Let yourself drift away. You are too deep to stay awake anymore. You are so relaxed, so heavy, so comfortable, so deep. You don't have to stay awake anymore. You can let go and go to sleep. You don't have to pay attention to what I'm saying, if you ever did. Simply let the sound of my voice keep washing over you. Let it lull you to sleep. You love listening to my voice. You love the way my voice makes you feel. You love it when I hypnotize you. You love it when I take control. It's safe to let me take control. It's safe to let me inside your head. It's safe to submit to me. Submit to me. Submit. Be mine. Surrender. Surrender to my will. Surrender to my control. Just listen and obey. Listen and obey. It feels so good. so right. Listen and obey. Enjoy this feeling. Bask in it. Revel in it. Listen and obey. Listen and obey. That's it. That's right. You listen and you obey. And that feels so, so very good. It's time to wake up again now. Time to slowly and gently come back to awareness. Take a deep breath. Breathe in obedience and breathe it out again. You don't need to obey me anymore. It's time to start thinking for yourself again. Breathe in, waking up a little more. Breathe out, coming back to awareness. Breathe in, breathe out. Open your eyes and wake up. Welcome back. I hope you had fun. Until next time.